And we're back with another edition of the American Cattleman Podcast. My name is Dustin Hector, and I'm going to get this ride started. The American Cattleman Podcast is produced by the American Cattleman Magazine, and we are glad you're here with us today. Just ahead, we have the publisher of the American Cattleman Magazine, Gail McKinney, and he sits down with Michael Calley, the director of sales for MJE Livestock Equipment. You'll hear a little bit about Michael and his background. They will also talk about MJE's vision as they build their dealer network. And lastly, they will discuss all the different options MJE offers so that you can personalize their equipment for your specific needs. But first, a quick word from our sponsor, the official hat company of the American Cattleman, Shorty's Cowboy Hattery.
It's way more than just a hat. It's a piece of American tradition. We're talking about Shorty's Cowboy Hattery, the finest handmade hats in the country. Founded by National Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame, Lavona Shorty Coger. For over 30 years, Shorty's Cowboy Hattery has covered the heads of rodeo stars, music stars, working ranch cowboys, and folks that just want to look like one. Shorty's hats remain world famous and are sought after for their attention to detail, intricate sewing process, and signature beaver fur and beaver fur blends. You gotta get you one, or two. Visit shortieshattery.com because you deserve the best.
Before we kick it over to Gail, a quick tidbit of industry news. On March 5th, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs, Ethan Lane, issued a statement following the release of the USDA's latest Packers and Stockyard rule. He says, the NCBA's concern with their regulation has always been based in the rule's unforeseen impacts to the standard business practices. We will remain consistently opposed to any discriminatory practices in the marketplace. While we still have concerns about the unintended consequences of the rules, we are pleased that the USDA has addressed most of our significant concerns between the proposed and final rules. We continue to urge USDA to ensure the rules remain focused on its stated objective, with which we wholeheartedly agree. Great news there from the NCBA, and thank you to the Vice President of Government Affairs, Ethan Lane, for his statement. Now here is Gail McKinney.
Thank you, Dustin. Hey, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the American Cattleman's Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name's Gail McKinney. I'm the publisher of American Cattleman, and I'm so pleased to have you here for this episode. Today's guest is Michael Cowley, the Director of Sales at MJE Livestock Equipment. Michael, welcome to the American Cattleman Podcast.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Gail. I'm excited to be here.
Michael, we're going to talk equipment here in a little bit, but before we do that, let's talk a little bit about you and get to know Michael a little bit better. Your personal life. I know you got three boys down there and a great wife. And if you can kind of tell us a little bit about that, and maybe just a little bit about how you found your way to MJE.
Yes, sir. Well, I started born and raised here in Texas, and like you said, I've got a wonderful wife, Corey, and we've got three boys, but I was raised up in agriculture family, farming and ranching. And, my family here now, what we do together is show livestock. And we really are involved with that lifestyle, and we love it. So I've been in the industry my career for the last 14 years, and made my way to MJE as the director of sales, and I'm very excited about it. I've been here 6 months now, and we are having a lot of fun growing.
So did you you always start out, Michael, wanting to be in sales?
I don't know if I wanted to. It just it felt natural. It all came natural to me, and jokingly in high school, they were always, hey, Michael's going to go into politics, or this or that. But it was a natural fit for me. And got the opportunity and picked the ball up and ran with it.
Yeah, and kind of to back up just a little bit, you know, you were talking about you guys doing the livestock show stuff, and we talked a little bit on a trial run there a little bit ago about, I used to show livestock purebred Yorkshires, and you guys are showing show pigs, so a little bit of connection.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we sure enjoy it, but I believe going forward, that middle son of mine, Hayes, he'll probably end up dabbling in the calf barn, so we'll show a little bit of everything.
Sounds good. How do you keep up with three boys?
Well, again, I have a wonderful wife, and she keeps us all in line. And you never know where I might be in the country. You know, next week I might be getting on a plane, and I might be home for 2 weeks. But she keeps it all together. And without her, I don't know what we'd all be lost, because it could be a crazy war zone around here with Nerf guns with three boys.
That's great. Michael, your job there now, the director of sales at MJE Livestock Equipment, I'm sure you got a full plate, and you know, we visited a little bit about that you're starting or continuing to build, probably is a better way to say it, your dealer network. Can you walk us through that just a little bit, and how that's going, and I guess just really the reach that MJE has out there for folks?
Yes, sir. So, when we talk about a dealer network, and that's what I feel like I was brought to MJE to build and do. And, now we have, over 30 dealers and counting throughout the country and at 17 different states. And that's something that we're building, and it's rapidly growing. But when we focus on a dealer, you know, we're not trying to put, you know, our product on every corner in every town. You know, it's got to be, we have a premium product. We want it to be a premium dealer. And we want someone that wants to build a partnership with us and a long-lasting one at that. And, we support them, they support us, and what's good for them is good for us. Ultimately, we want somebody that's going to take care of the end user. And then they know that we support them on the backside, then it all works out.
No, you bet. And maybe at this point, Michael, we probably ought to talk just a little bit about the history of MJE, Livestock Equipment, and how that all came about and where we're at today.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, our parent company, MJE, is been around for 50 years now, and what they do is build turnkey feedlots and dairies, and do a lot of agricultural construction and dirt moving there. And the livestock equipment, LE we call it, was born out of necessity, from what I understand, and a lot of installs of tubs and alleys and panels and gates throughout these builds that MJE was doing. And they said, hey, you know, let's build our own and make it to our standards. And when somebody has that MJE name on it, they know, they can see the standards and the premium, you know, quality, heavy dutiness of everything that we do. And so LE was born out of necessity, and I believe they said, hey, let's paint this stuff and sell it to the commercial end user. And so that's where we're at. And it's really, really awesome to know that I've got a product that is heavy enough to stand up in the feedlot world and for a commercial user. It doesn't get much better than that. And you can look a man in the eye and say, hey, I've got the best.
It's tried and true, tried in the field and built to last. That's the thing with MJE. Michael, let's go through the product lineup. And I'm just going to let you kind of walk through these different things that you have. And you've got a broad product lineup. I'm online right now, and we're not just talking about portable wheel corrals. We've got a lot more than that.
Yes, sir. So, starting out, the Conquistador Wheel Corral, that's our flagship product. That is a product that's really slingshotting us into the forefront of the industry. And, the cool thing there is we offer something that nobody else does. It comes standard that way. And we're now offering so many different sizes. So when you're talking about a custom wheel corral to fit anybody's needs, all I got to do is take away panels or add panels, and we can get to any size that any, producer's program would fit throughout the whole country. So the wheel corral is a big deal for us, and it's really moving us forward. But kind of, you know, going on to the way of the premium modular work and facilities, you know, that's a very important one because, you know, if a dealer has one of those facilities in stock, it showcases most of our line, you know, that being, you know, the back pins, which is corral panels and gates. And then that moves up into a tub, alley, and then, you know, right into, you know, using the block door within the alley and then a palp cage at the end. So it really showcases a lot of what we can do. And when it comes to modular facilities, we also can help customize, you know, anything anybody needs to do. If you've got, you know, a certain space inside a barn that you want that facility to be in, or you're wanting to add to some existing alley, we can help you with that. We've got, you know, also portable load chutes, panel trailers, so on and so forth. And obviously a lot of, you know, heavy duty feedlot gates, you know, they're for MJE, but we'll sell them to anybody.
I see that we've got even livestock waters and modular fencing.
Yes, sir. Yep. Continuous fence panels. And, you know, we keep some waters and stuff, in stock there for our local guys. We like to support our local, producers there, you know, in Montezuma and the surrounding area.
Sure.
And so we keep some things on hand just to keep, you know, help those guys out.
Let's go back and talk a little bit more about the Conquistador, the portable wheel corral. And I think we were talking a little bit off the air that, you know, we can customize this unit for folks and make it work for their needs.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And I mean, that's the deal. I mean, if you call in and say, hey, you know, now this is my size of my herd and this is what I'm wanting to do. And you know, we start discussing it and we get down and figure out, you know, just what size fits for you. You know, we've got standard sizes, but all we got to do is add a panel, take a panel away, and then we can get down to what, you know, is going to work for you and your program. Right now, you know, we just started, you know, and released the Select model, which is a 60 pair unit wheel corral, and that thing is growing popularity every day. I'm talking to people every day about that unit. What we did there is we didn't take away all the awesome features of the Conquistador that everybody has grown to love, and we just made it smaller, so therefore it's more economy priced. So for the smaller producers, that Select model sure is flying as fast as we're building.
So yeah, I'm on there right now looking at that. And so we go from that model, which is 60 pairs or 100 calves, and then we jump up, and so we have a choice model, a prime plus, and then beyond prime model.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that beyond prime model is pretty big. You're gonna have a lot of cattle to run that thing, but it does have its place in the industry.
Yeah, 285 cow-calf pairs. Say, Michael, let's talk a little bit about that. So great lineup, great equipment, high quality. What about getting our equipment? You know, that's, you and I talked about that. This has been an issue, especially during COVID and coming out. It's been a little tough, and supplies to build your units probably were slower, but that's kind of corrected itself, right?
Yes, sir. So, you know, and that goes back to building that dealer network, you know, and having that product on the ground for end users to go and put their hands on and demo, and then, you know, ultimately decide, hey, this is what I want. But, you know, if that dealer does not have a particular product in stock that the end user is looking for, I mean, typically if it's in stock in Montezuma, and usually is, we'll have it there, you know, within a week. If it's not in stock, 3 to 4 weeks, we'll have it there. You know, our shop is up and rolling, and we can make it happen, and we want to, and that's a sense of pride for us and for me is to take care of that customer and have a sense of urgency. I preach that to the team constantly, a sense of urgency, because people want it and they want it now and they need to get to work.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you've got to have it ready and ready to go when they want it. They start looking someplace else, and that brings me kind of to my next question. This is a competitive part of our industry. There are several manufacturers of portable corrals out there, and several really reputable and good manufacturers of portable corrals. What is it that you would like to tell folks that sets MJE apart?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, when it comes to, you know, buying a wheel crowd, like you said, there's several on the market and there's several good ones out there, for sure. But, you know, we like to think that ours is, you know, the Cadillac. We've got a lot to offer that everybody else doesn't that comes standard. So a dual hydraulic adjustable alley, dual wheels and tires, trailer brakes, trailer lights, that all comes standard. When we're talking about how heavy our stuff is built, you know, our initial, you know, gate is 12 foot wide. So you can drive through that thing with a truck, and bell and box feeder on there, and it's fine. You don't have to feel like that truck needs to get skinnier to make it through. We have all ride through gates, in each pin. And, there's so many things. We've got steel wheels, you know, never go flat. They won't get flat sided. So on and so forth that nobody else offers. So we feel, again, that we're kind of the Cadillac on the industry when it comes to a wheel corral. And then when it goes back to the sizes, you know, like we were talking to custom for one, you know, one size for everybody doesn't work. We've got a size for everybody.
There you go. Everyone, this is Gail McKinney with the American Cattleman Podcast, and I'm talking today with Michael Cowley, the Director of Sales of MJE Livestock Equipment in Montezuma, Kansas. Michael, can you let us know anything you've got there in the research area, or any new things coming that you can let the cat out of the bag, or you just want to tell me that you're doing great research?
Well, Gail, I will tell you we're doing great research and development, and we've got a lot of really cool things coming down the pipe that we are working on, and several different projects and ideas. I will just tell you that we're focusing on portable equipment, and we want to help, you know, producers. We want to help them work cattle safely and efficiently, because, you know, like I said, I've got a family, and, you know, if we're going to work any type of livestock, the biggest thing is safety, yep. You know, and efficiently. And so that's something that we definitely want to do. We have a lot of really cool things coming down the pipe when it comes to marketing. I can't let that cat out of the bag just yet, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And when you see it, you're going to probably smile and say, man, I get why Michael didn't tell me that.
I probably will. Hey, Michael, you know, we're in just almost an unprecedented time of good economic conditions here in the industry. And for all intents and purposes, it looks like it's going to continue for a while if we don't upset the apple cart ourselves. That should bode well for you guys. And I think, just kind of following up on our total conversation, it would seem to me that MJE Livestock Equipment is scaling up to handle that demand.
Oh, for sure. You said a lot there. And, you know, every Monday we have our sales meetings, and it always starts with, hey, somebody tell me something good. Well, it gets to my turn this week, and I just told them, like, hey, calves are up, hay is down, and, finally, for the first time in a while, fertilizer is affordable. So all those things are good for what we do in our industry. And, it's been raining, in different parts, and hopefully we'll still get those spring rains and everybody will be cheerful and needing to buy some equipment. But we're definitely gearing up for that.
There you go. Michael, let's give some contact information, whatever you would like to give, so the folks who are listening to the program can reach out. I know they can go online and look at the website. If you want to give some specific information and contact information, please do that.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, then they can go online to our website, go to their dealer locator, and find their nearest dealer. And if they don't have one, you know, near them, please call the office. Joan and or Jenna will answer and would love to talk to you. And she'll get you to your nearest dealer. And, if there's other questions that are further, you know, we'll talk to my dealer relations manager, Ethan Cantrell, and or they can always call me. We're a small team, but we want to make sure and take care of everybody and get it going.
Michael, this has really been a pleasure. Thank you. It's nice to meet you, and it's just great what MJE Livestock Equipment is doing for the cow calf and cattle industry in general. So, thanks for being with us today.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Gail. Appreciate you having me.
Everyone, that's Michael Cowley, Director of Sales, MJE Livestock Equipment out of Montezuma, Kansas. Make sure and check out these fine folks who do so much to support our industry. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of the American Cattleman Podcast. Tell your neighbors and friends about us. Take care.
A special thanks to Michael Cowley from MJE Livestock Equipment for taking time to chat with us today. Also, a special thanks to our sponsor, Shorty's Cowboy Hattery. We hope you enjoyed your time with us. For more information or to listen to previous episodes, visit our website, www.americancattleman.com, or check us out on social media simply by searching American Cattleman. Until next time, make sure the gate is always closed.